your full service morning show with Andrew Carter, CJAD 800.
Tony Tuesday and Bruce Sellery, who is about as expert in financial affairs as anybody. And it's impossible that somebody like that would be scammed or defrauded somehow. I don't believe it. Bruce is on the line. Good morning, Bruce.
If it happened to me, it can happen to you. But no, one little correction here.
What's that?
I didn't actually fall for anything. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Lots of super smart people fall for things. Mm-hmm. I was actually the victim of identity theft and did nothing to cause it. I shred my documents like I'm creating a nest for a bird. I do all the things. But here's what happened. Someone used my data to apply for a credit card, which the bank granted them. They couriered that card to a branch. It was never picked up. It was never activated. But because it had an annual fee, the bank charged me that annual fee. I didn't pay the annual fee because I didn't apply for the card and didn't know it existed. When I didn't pay the annual fee, they reported that to the credit bureaus, and my credit score fell 160 points in a week.
So is that a lot? Because I don't know where it starts from.
Oh, yeah, it's massive. So a credit score ranges from 300 at the low end to 900 at the high end. It's me. I have an amazing credit score.
Oh,
I have
that's not all you have. That's amazing.
It is a work of art, my credit score.
Yeah.
And so I dropped from an extraordinary credit score to a credit score that was well below average. So the average credit score in Canada is 742. Mine is above average. After the identity theft, it dropped well below the Canadian average. But just in 2 weeks, it was so fast. It was nuts.
So you this is very disturbing. What kind of data would they need to apply for a credit card in your name, and where could they have possibly gotten that from?
Well, I asked the bank, really, they didn't need my social insurance number? No, they needed basic personal details, name, address, birthday, that's it. And they granted them a prestige card with a massive credit limit. Now, the circuit breaker for the bank, and this is what they said, well, they never picked the card up because they would have needed two pieces of photo ID because the card had such a high limit. They didn't mail it to them. Sometimes they mail the card. They didn't do that. But the problem with that little process is, sure, the criminal didn't pick up the card, but I, the victim, got completely slammed. And Andrew, it has taken me 6 months to get my credit card restored. And then I had an issue with my bank that I could not get resolved because there's now a fraud alert on my account. So I have to go. Literally yesterday, I spent 45 minutes in the branch hanging out. Now, I brought snacks. I brought a lawn chair. I brought my music. I sat with War and Peace because I knew I was going to have to wait. This could take me years of surprising things that I have to deal with that I never would have had to deal with before.
So this is normally the part where we tell people, what you can do to keep this from happening, but we have no idea.
There's nothing I could have done to prevent it from happening. The thing that I could do, did do, and I'm grateful I did, is I kept an eye on my credit score. So every single one of our listeners needs to sign up for their free credit score. Every single one. You can do it in lots of places. You could do it at your bank. You could do it at Borrowell, Credit Karma, Mogo. You can do it directly with the credit bureaus, TransUnion and Equifax. But everybody needs to know, because this is how I found out. I was like, I didn't apply for that credit card. Why is that showing up? I didn't apply for that. And credit inquiries, they just applying for a credit card hits your credit score immediately. So I saw that and I called the bank and they said, oh, yes, we've approved the credit card that I didn't apply for.
Wow. So what was the limit on that credit card you didn't apply for?
15 grand.
15 grand. Should have gone
and
on a shopping
spree. It was a prestige card.
Should have gone on a shopping spree.
It was a prestige card. Yeah.
What do you mean a prestige card? What's a prestige card?
Well, not like a low rate card. It wasn't a, what are those black cards or, the ones where you pay an annual fee that's massive and it includes a Lamborghini or something. It wasn't that.
But it was still one when you pull it out of your wallet, it goes, wow, that looks cool.
Which so does not count for me. Like, I do not, I want to be the person with the cheapest, cheaperson credit card. That is not something I am proud of. I don't have any of those things.
Well, we will, I'm going to apply for my, my credit score, and thanks for scaring us.
Yeah. You also find out fascinating things when you read the details of it. Like, why is your credit score good? Why is it poor? Like, really? I didn't know that. Someday we can talk about how the credit score is assessed, because there's basically five variables that you're assessed on. It's fascinating. It's a black box, but there is insight into how it works.
Interesting. I have to look into that. Bruce, a pleasure to speak with you again. You take care.
Great to talk to you.